title, The Weight of Her Silence. In the heart of a city that never slept, where the hum of life buzzed constantly, there lived a woman named Evelyn. She had always been the quiet one, the steady one. A rock for her family and a refuge for her friends, she was the one people leaned on, always holding them up even when her own legs trembled under the weight of life. Yet inside Evelyn a storm raged, one no one could see and worse, one no one cared to notice. The trial she faced wasn't one of external battlefields but of internal wars, fought in the deepest recesses of her heart, where words were unsaid and emotions left unexpressed. It wasn't just about being a woman, it was about being invisible in a world that only valued what it could see, touch, or benefit from. Her trial began in silence. It wasn't the loud, crashing kind of struggle. It was a slow, suffocating erosion of her soul. For years she had carried the burdens of her family, her aging mother who needed constant care, a husband whose love had turned indifferent, children whose demands grew louder each day as her voice grew quieter. She loved them fiercely, but somewhere along the way she had forgotten how to love herself. Evelyn's mornings were filled with the mundane. The scent of coffee brewing, the clatter of breakfast dishes, the hurried shuffle of children grabbing their backpacks before slamming the door behind them. Each sound echoed in her chest like an empty room, reminding her of the life she once dreamed of living. She had wanted to be an artist once, to paint the world in colors that made her soul sing. But now her world was a grayscale canvas, devoid of the vibrancy she once craved. One evening, after the house had finally gone quiet, Evelyn sat at the kitchen table, her hands wrapped around a cup of tea that had long since grown cold. Her reflection in the window looked like a stranger, a woman with hollow eyes, a heart too tired to keep breaking, but too resilient to completely fall apart. It was in that moment, under the soft glow of the kitchen light, that she realized the weight of her silence had become unbearable. It wasn't just that she wasn't being heard. It was that she had stopped trying to speak. The next morning, Evelyn did something she hadn't done in years. She left the house. No explanations, no packed lunches or reminder notes on the fridge. Just herself walking through the streets, her footsteps lighter than they'd felt in years. The city, once overwhelming, now felt like a place of possibilities, a space where she could breathe again. She found herself at the doorstep of an art studio she had passed countless times but never dared to enter. There she met a group of women, each with their own trials, their own silences, but together they painted. They let their brushes speak the words they couldn't. They let the colors scream their rage, whisper their fears, and sing their hopes. Evelyn picked up a brush, her hand trembling as she dipped it into vibrant red paint, and for the first time in years she felt alive. Her trial hadn't ended, it never truly would. But in that studio, surrounded by women who understood the weight of silence, she found a new way to carry it. The trial of being a woman wasn't one that could be won or lost. It was a constant, evolving journey. And though the world might never hear her, Evelyn had found her voice again, in strokes of color and swirls of paint. She wasn't invisible anymore, not to herself. And sometimes that was enough. Evelyn returned to the studio day after day, her steps more purposeful each time. Her family noticed, of course. The children came home to find her absent, dinner not yet made. Her husband, Robert, frowned at the growing stack of dishes, the laundry left unfolded. But Evelyn didn't apologize. Instead, she painted through the hours that used to belong to everyone but her. It wasn't an act of rebellion, though to them it might have seemed that way. It was an act of survival. One afternoon as she painted, a woman named Clara came and stood beside her. Clara was older, with silver hair and deep lines around her eyes, lines carved by years of laughter and sorrow, of battles fought and won, but mostly endured. "Your work is changing," Clara said softly, her eyes scanning the canvas. "When you first came here, your paintings were careful. Now they're messy," Evelyn offered with a half-smile. "No," Clara shook her head, "honest." That word hung in the air between them, resonating deeply within Evelyn. Honesty. She had spent so many years being what everyone needed her to be, sacrificing pieces of herself to fit into the molds they created for her. But in this studio there were no molds. There was only her, the canvas, and the truth she dared to express. Evelyn didn't know when the change began. Perhaps it was gradual, like the way a river carves its way through stone over time. But slowly she felt herself coming back to life. Not just the woman she had been before her family, before her responsibilities, but someone new. someone stronger. Her trial wasn't just about being a woman caught in the expectations of others. It was about the war between the self and the roles society placed upon her. The soft-spoken wife, the nurturing mother, the dutiful daughter. These were pieces of her, but they weren't the whole. One evening, after months of spending time at the studio, Evelyn came home and sat down at the dinner table, where Robert and the children were already eating. The silence between them was heavier than usual. She could feel their discomfort, their confusion at her growing independence. Finally, Robert put down his fork and looked at her. "You've been different lately." Evelyn met his gaze, her heart pounding but her voice steady. I've been finding myself again." Her children looked at her, their young faces full of questions they didn't know how to ask. Robert, though, frowned. "What does that mean?" "You're their mother, my wife. We need you here." "And I'm here," she said, her voice calm but firm. "But I need more than that. I've spent years giving everything to this family. I love you all, but I've been losing myself in the process." Robert's eyes darkened with confusion, maybe even resentment. "Isn't that what we're supposed to do? Sacrifice for each other?" Evelyn's chest tightened, but she kept her gaze steady. "Not when the sacrifice leaves nothing behind. I can't keep pouring from an empty cup." The silence that followed was thick, but Evelyn didn't falter. She had spent too long being afraid of this moment, afraid that claiming space for herself would mean losing the love of her family. But now she knew that wasn't true. Love wasn't supposed to ask for such a cost. And if it did, then maybe it wasn't love at all. Days turned into weeks, and while the tension in her household didn't immediately dissolve, a fragile understanding began to take root. Evelyn learned to navigate this new balance of caring for her family without losing herself in the process. She continued painting, her work becoming bolder, more raw with each brushstroke. It became her form of catharsis, a place where she could lay her burdens down and express the thoughts and emotions that words could never convey. And in time, her family began to understand. Her children, though still young, grew curious about her paintings, sometimes sitting beside her in the studio, watching as she brought colors to life. Robert, though resistant at first, started to see the light return to her eyes, the light that had been dimmed for so long. One night, as they lay in bed, Robert spoke softly in the dark. "I didn't understand it before. I thought you were leaving us behind." Evelyn turned to face him, her hand resting on his. "I'm not leaving. I'm still here. I need space to be me too." He was quiet for a long moment before nodding, his thumb brushing over her knuckles. "I see that now. Their marriage wasn't magically healed and life didn't suddenly become perfect. But there was a shift, a new respect between them. A recognition that love didn't mean losing oneself in the other, but standing side by side, allowing each person to grow and be whole." As the seasons changed, so did Evelyn's life. The studio became her sanctuary, a place where she met other women facing their own trials. Together, they created a community, a space where their struggles weren't something to hide but something to share. Their stories, like Evelyn's, were of sacrifice, of silence, of the constant tug between expectation and desire. And as they painted, sculpted, wrote, and spoke, they each found their way through the trial of womanhood, not by overcoming it but by embracing it, by understanding that their strength lay not in their ability to bear the weight, but in their courage to share it. Evelyn's journey was far from over, but she had found her voice in the silence, her strength in the struggle, and her freedom in the colors she now wielded with fierce, unapologetic hands. And for the first time in her life, she felt whole. The years continued to pass, and Evelyn's art grew in ways she hadn't imagined. What had started as a personal sanctuary had now evolved into something bigger, something more powerful. The small studio became a gallery of sorts, filled with paintings that told not just her story but the stories of countless women who had walked through those doors. Their struggles, their triumphs, their heartaches. Every brushstroke was a testament to their resilience. One evening, after the last of the gallery visitors had left, Evelyn stood in the center of the room, gazing at the walls adorned with vibrant, raw pieces. The weight of her journey settled over her like a blanket. Not the suffocating kind, but one that felt warm, familiar. It was a reminder of how far she had come. She heard the soft creak of the door and turned to see Clara, her dear friend and mentor, entering quietly. The silver-haired woman smiled, her eyes twinkling with a pride Evelyn could feel all the way across the room. "You've built something incredible here," Clara said, walking over and standing beside her. Do you ever stop to realize what you've created? Evelyn looked around, her heart swelling. Sometimes. But most days it still feels like I'm finding my way. And that's the beauty of it, Clara said gently. You never stop finding your way. Even when you think you've reached the end of the journey, there's always more. More of you to discover, more of life to experience. Evelyn nodded, her gaze lingering on a particularly striking piece. A painting she had completed not long ago, one filled with swirling colors of deep reds, blues, and golds. It was a self-portrait, though not in the traditional sense. The woman in the painting was surrounded by chaos but stood tall, unbroken, with fire in her eyes. It was Evelyn, but it was also every woman she had met in her journey. Strong, vulnerable, determined, and full of a quiet, unyielding power. I never thought I'd come this far, Evelyn admitted, her voice soft. There were days I didn't think I'd make it through it all. Clara rested a hand on her shoulder. And yet here you are. That's the thing about us, Evelyn. We keep going. Even when the world asks us to stay small, to be quiet, we find ways to grow. Evelyn thought back to the woman she had been. The woman who had sat in her kitchen late at night, feeling the weight of her silence suffocating her. That woman still lived inside her, but now she coexisted with someone new. Someone who had learned to speak, to demand space, to claim joy without apology. As the night grew darker, Evelyn and Clara stood in the gallery, the hum of the city beyond the windows fading into the background. They didn't need to speak anymore. The silence between them was comfortable, full of understanding. Evelyn felt an overwhelming sense of peace, the kind that had once seemed unreachable. The next day, Evelyn found herself at the studio again, surrounded by women, each of them deep in their own creative process. A few newcomers were hesitant, unsure of where to begin. Evelyn recognized the uncertainty in their eyes. It was the same look she had worn when she first walked into this space. She approached one of them, a young woman nervously gripping a brush, staring at a blank canvas. I don't know where to start, the woman said, her voice tinged with frustration. Evelyn smiled warmly. You don't have to know. Just begin. Whatever comes out, it'll be yours, and that's enough. The young woman nodded, taking a deep breath before dipping her brush into the paint. As she made the first tentative strokes on the canvas, Evelyn watched, feeling a deep sense of fulfillment. This was why she had created this space, not just for herself but for all of them. For the women who needed a place to be seen, to be heard, to be understood. As the hours passed, Evelyn worked on her own piece, a painting that had been stirring within her for some time. It wasn't the chaotic rush of emotions she had once poured onto the canvas. This time it was something calmer, more reflective. She painted a woman standing at the edge of a river, her face turned toward the sky, eyes closed, arms open wide as if embracing the wind. It wasn't until she stepped back that Evelyn realized the woman was smiling. For so long, her art had been a way to express the pain she couldn't speak. But now there was joy in it, too. A quiet, gentle joy that had taken root deep inside her. Later that evening, as she locked up the studio and began her walk home, Evelyn felt a lightness in her step. The familiar sights and sounds of the city didn't feel overwhelming anymore. Instead, they felt like part of her story, a backdrop to the life she had reclaimed. When she reached her house, the warm glow of lights greeted her from the windows. Inside, her children's laughter echoed through the halls, and the scent of dinner filled the air. Robert was in the kitchen stirring a pot on the stove, and when he saw her, he smiled. "Hey," he said, setting the spoon down and walking over to greet her. "How was today?" Evelyn smiled back, her heart full. It was good. Really good. As they sat down to dinner as a family, Evelyn looked around the table, feeling a deep sense of gratitude. Life was far from perfect, but it was hers. Messy, unpredictable, and full of love. And in that moment, Evelyn knew that her trial hadn't been about overcoming the struggles of womanhood. It had been about learning to embrace them, to carry them without letting them break her, to find joy in the midst of it all. She had found her way not to an end but to a new beginning. And in that beginning there was freedom. As Evelyn sat with her family that evening, there was a sense of quiet contentment in the air, the kind of peace she had yearned for but never thought possible. The laughter of her children filled the room as they shared stories from their day, and Robert's warm smile seemed more frequent now, as if he too had found a new rhythm with her growth. For years, Evelyn had been afraid that reclaiming herself would mean losing the ones she loved. But instead, it had allowed her to return to them in a way she had never imagined. More present, more whole. After dinner, as the dishes clinked softly in the sink and the children wandered off to their rooms, Evelyn stood at the kitchen window, staring out into the night. The moon hung low, casting a silver glow over the garden. It reminded her of the nights she had sat here, feeling trapped as if life were passing her by, inch by inch. But now, instead of feeling that familiar weight pressing down on her, she felt something entirely different. A lightness, a sense of possibility. "Mom." Her daughter's voice broke through her thoughts. Evelyn turned to see her youngest, Sophie, standing in the doorway with a shy smile on her face. "Can I ask you something?" "Of course, sweetheart." Evelyn wiped her hands on a dish towel and sat down at the kitchen table, gesturing for Sophie to join her. Sophie hesitated for a moment, then sat across from her, twirling a strand of her hair around her finger. "I was wondering, could you teach me to paint?" Evelyn's heart swelled at the question. For so long, her art had been her private refuge, a way to heal and express things she couldn't put into words. But now, the thought of sharing that part of herself with her daughter felt like the next step in her journey. "I'd love to," she said softly, reaching across the table to take Sophie's hand. "We can start tomorrow. What do you want to paint?" Sophie's face lit up with excitement, her eyes sparkling. "I don't know. I just want to try. Like you do." Evelyn smiled. "We'll figure it out together." The next afternoon, mother and daughter found themselves in the studio, surrounded by the smell of paints and the soft hum of other artists at work. Sophie, wide-eyed with curiosity, eagerly picked up a brush and mimicked her mother's careful movements, dipping it into shades of blue and green. As they painted side by side, Evelyn felt something new bloom between them. An unspoken bond, deeper than words, formed in the quiet moments of creation. This was how legacies were built, she realized. Not through grand gestures or monumental accomplishments, but through the small, intimate exchanges of love, art, and time. Weeks passed and Sophie's painting grew bolder, her confidence blossoming with every stroke. Sometimes Robert would join them in the studio, sitting quietly with a book or just watching as the two of them worked. It wasn't something Evelyn had expected, but it warmed her heart to see him make an effort to understand this new part of her life. One day, as the three of them sat together, Sophie working on her latest piece, Evelyn turned to Robert and said, "I never thought we'd be here." He looked at her, his eyes softening with understanding. "Neither did I. But I'm glad we are." Evelyn nodded, her heart full. They had walked through fire together, but they had come out stronger. Their marriage had shifted just as she had. It wasn't perfect, it never would be, but it was real and that was enough. As the years continued to roll by, the studio grew in popularity. Women from all walks of life came, some seeking solace, others seeking connection. They brought their stories, their pain, and their joy, and together they built something that transcended the individual. It became a collective healing space, a testament to the power of creativity and resilience. Evelyn often thought about how far she had come. There were still hard days, moments when the old fears crept back in, whispering that she wasn't enough, that she was selfish for wanting more than just the roles she had been given. But now she had the tools to push those doubts aside. She had her art. She had her voice. And she had the love and support of those who mattered most. One evening, as she prepared for the opening night of a new gallery exhibit, Evelyn found herself standing before a piece she had just completed. It was a large canvas, filled with swirls of deep, bold colors. Red for passion, blue for reflection, gold for hope. In the center of the painting stood a figure, her arms open wide, her face turned toward the sky, eyes closed in peace. It was a representation of her journey, of the trials she had faced and the woman she had become. And as she stood there, taking it all in, she realized that the painting wasn't just about her anymore. It was about every woman who had ever felt small, every woman who had struggled to find her voice, every woman who had fought her way through the expectations placed upon her. A soft voice interrupted her thoughts. "It's beautiful." Evelyn turned to see Clara standing beside her, her eyes shining with pride. "You've come a long way, my dear," Clara said. "And look at what you've built." Evelyn smiled, her heart full of gratitude. "I couldn't have done it without you." Clara chuckled softly. "Oh, you would have found your way. You always had it in you." As the doors to the gallery opened and visitors began to trickle in, Evelyn took a deep breath, feeling the excitement buzz in the air. This was her space, her creation, but it belonged to so many others now. It was a testament to the trials they had all faced and the strength they had found along the way. And as the evening wore on, Evelyn stood in the center of the room, surrounded by her family, her friends, and the women who had walked beside her on this journey. She realized that her trial, the weight of silence, the struggle to be seen, had not been in vain. She had found her voice. And now it echoed through the room, carried on the walls, in the colors, in the stories of every woman who had fought her own battle and come out stronger on the other side. Evelyn had learned that the trials of women weren't about overcoming, they were about enduring, growing, and transforming. And through it all, there was beauty, strength, and a quiet, powerful freedom. For the first time in her life, Evelyn felt at peace. She was free. As the night of the gallery opening unfolded, Evelyn watched the crowd move through the space, weaving between the paintings and sculptures, their faces illuminated by the soft, golden light of the room. Each piece on display was a thread in the tapestry of her journey, woven together with the stories of the women who had shared this space with her. It wasn't just art, it was a testament to survival, to endurance, to the beauty found in the struggle. Among the visitors, Evelyn spotted familiar faces. Friends from the past, strangers who had become family in the studio, women who had once entered with uncertainty and now carried themselves with the quiet confidence of those who had reclaimed something essential. Sophie and her brother, now teenagers, stood in awe before the pieces, talking quietly and pointing out details they recognized from the countless hours Evelyn had spent creating them. She felt a hand on her shoulder and turned to see Robert standing beside her, his expression soft and proud. "You've done something remarkable here," he said, his voice low but filled with emotion. Evelyn smiled, her heart swelling. "We've done something remarkable," she corrected. "I couldn't have done this without you and the kids." Robert chuckled, shaking his head. "I think you would have found your way no matter what. But I'm glad we were here for the journey." There was something unspoken in the air between them, a deep understanding that had grown through the years of struggle and reconciliation. Their marriage had transformed not into the perfect union of romanticized love, but into something far more real. One built on respect, on space, on the shared growth of two people learning how to navigate life together without losing themselves in the process. Evelyn knew now that this was the kind of love worth fighting for. As they stood there, a figure approached, an older woman with striking silver hair and eyes that shimmered with wisdom. It was Clara, who had become more than a mentor, more than a friend. She had become a symbol of the strength Evelyn had found, a constant reminder that women who carried their stories with grace and courage could change the world, one small act of defiance at a time. "You should be proud of what you've built here," Clara said, her voice steady but warm. "It's not just a gallery, Evelyn. It's a movement." Evelyn felt the truth of those words resonate deep within her. The studio had become a place where women found themselves, where they shed the burdens they had been told to carry in silence, where they discovered that their stories were not only valid but powerful. "I never thought I'd come this far," Evelyn admitted softly, her gaze sweeping over the room. Clara smiled knowingly. "No one ever does at the start of their journey. But the path finds you when you're ready for it." As the evening came to a close, Evelyn found herself standing alone before the last piece she had created. It was a large, commanding painting, and as she looked at it, she saw everything she had poured into it. Her fears, her triumphs, her vulnerabilities, and her strength. The figure in the center, arms outstretched to the sky, was no longer a symbol of longing but of release. She was free. The next morning, as sunlight filtered through the windows of her home, Evelyn woke with a sense of renewal. The years of tension, of trying to balance who she was with what the world expected of her, had slowly unwound, leaving her with the quiet confidence that she could face whatever came next. She had found a way to hold space for herself and her family, to carve out her own identity while still being a mother, a wife, and an artist. Sophie was waiting for her downstairs, her face lit with excitement. "Mom, can we go to the studio today?" she asked, holding her sketchpad close to her chest. The girl had taken to art in ways that surprised Evelyn. Her passion was raw and full of energy, and Evelyn saw herself in those early tentative strokes of creativity. "Of course," Evelyn said, smiling. "Let's go." The two of them walked through the familiar streets, the city humming around them in its usual rhythm. But now it felt different to Evelyn. The city wasn't a place that swallowed her whole anymore. It was a place where she belonged, where she had carved out a corner of the world that was hers. In the studio, Evelyn watched Sophie set up her easel and begin to paint, her strokes confident and free. It reminded her of her own journey, how it had taken years to reach this point, to feel the sense of liberation. She had spent so long carrying the weight of silence, the expectations of others pressing down on her, that she had forgotten what it meant to simply exist for herself. But now, watching her daughter, Evelyn knew that this was what it meant to break free from the cycle. To show the next generation that they didn't have to stay small, that their voices mattered, that their stories were worth telling. The studio doors opened again and other women began to trickle in. Some were new, faces filled with uncertainty, while others had been here since the beginning. The quiet hum of creativity filled the space, each woman working on her own piece of the puzzle, contributing to the larger tapestry of what it meant to live authentically. Evelyn walked to her own canvas, feeling the familiar weight of the brush in her hand and began to paint. Her strokes were slow and deliberate, the colors vivid and full of life. As she worked, she felt a sense of peace settle over her, a peace that came from knowing that the trials she had faced, the trial of being a woman in a world that so often tried to silence her, had shaped her into who she was now. She was no longer afraid of being seen. As the hours passed, Evelyn finished her painting and stepped back to look at it. It was another self-portrait, but this time, it wasn't about the struggle. It wasn't about pain or fear. It was about joy, about resilience, about the quiet power that came from finding your voice and using it, not just for yourself but for others. And as she looked around the studio at the women who had come to share their stories, Evelyn realized that this was her legacy. Not the paintings on the walls, not the accolades or the success, but the space she had created. A space where women could be free. In the end, that was all she had ever wanted. And now, standing in the middle of the life she had rebuilt with her own hands, Evelyn knew that she had not just survived her trials. She had transcended them. And that, she thought with a smile, was the greatest triumph of all. As the sun began to set on another day, casting a warm golden hue through the large studio windows, Evelyn lingered, gazing out over the city. The distant hum of life continued outside, but inside, the studio had grown quiet. Most of the women had packed up for the day, leaving behind the gentle scent of paint and the faint buzz of creativity that still lingered in the air. Sophie was finishing her painting in the corner, her small figure bent over the canvas, completely absorbed in her work. Evelyn watched her daughter, a swell of pride rising in her chest. Sophie had blossomed in this space, finding her own voice through the strokes of her brush, and it was a gift that Evelyn was proud to pass on. As she stood there, a figure entered the studio, one that Evelyn didn't immediately recognize. The woman was tall, with a quiet elegance about her, her movements graceful and deliberate as she stepped inside. She looked around, her eyes scanning the room before finally landing on Evelyn. "Is this the place?" the woman asked softly, her voice carrying a vulnerability that Evelyn recognized all too well. Evelyn smiled warmly, nodding. "It is. You're in the right place." The woman exhaled, as if releasing a breath she hadn't realized she'd been holding. "I heard about your studio from a friend. She said this is where women come to find themselves again." Evelyn gestured toward the open space around them. "That's exactly what this is. A place to create, to be heard, to heal." The woman stepped closer, her eyes filled with emotion. "I've spent so long feeling lost. I don't even know where to start." Evelyn understood that feeling all too well. She had been there once, standing on the edge of something new, unsure of whether it was even possible to begin again. But she had learned that the first step was always the hardest, and after that, it became a matter of trust. Trust in yourself, in the process, and in the power of vulnerability. "Starting is the hardest part," Evelyn said gently. "But you don't have to know where you're going. You just need to begin." The woman nodded, her expression softening as she glanced at the empty canvases lined up along the wall. There was a glimmer of hope in her eyes, one that hadn't been there when she first walked in. "Take your time," Evelyn added. "This space is yours as much as it is anyone else's." The woman gave a small, grateful smile and moved toward one of the tables, where a blank canvas waited for her. Evelyn watched as she slowly picked up a brush, her hand trembling slightly, but there was determination there too. A quiet strength that reminded Evelyn of her own first day in the studio, when she had felt like she was standing on the precipice of something she didn't yet understand. Turning back toward the window, Evelyn let her thoughts wander. It wasn't just the studio that had transformed over the years. It was her entire life. The trials that had once weighed so heavily on her, the suffocating expectations, the relentless demands had all shaped her, but they no longer defined her. She had learned how to hold space for herself and for others, to carve out moments of joy and peace amid the chaos of everyday life. She had built a community here, a safe haven for women to come as they were, with their wounds, their stories, their dreams. And in doing so, she had found something she hadn't even realized she was searching for. A sense of belonging, a purpose greater than herself. As the evening stretched into night, Sophie finally finished her painting and came over to where Evelyn stood. Her face was bright with excitement, her hands smudged with paint, and Evelyn could see the same spark in her eyes that had once fueled her own artistic journey. "Mom, look." Sophie held up her canvas, a vibrant explosion of colors that seemed to leap off the page. It was bold, fearless, full of life, just like Sophie herself. Evelyn's heart swelled with pride as she took in the piece. "It's beautiful, sweetheart. You've really captured something special." Sophie grinned, beaming with the kind of joy that only comes from creating something entirely your own. "I think I want to keep painting, Mom. Like you." Evelyn smiled, brushing a strand of hair behind Sophie's ear. "You can do anything you set your mind to. Don't ever let anyone tell you otherwise." Sophie's face grew thoughtful as she looked up at her mother. "Is that why you kept going? Even when it was hard?" Evelyn nodded, her eyes softening as she remembered the years of struggle, the countless nights of self-doubt, the moments when she had wanted to give up. "Yes, Sophie. I kept going because I knew there was something more waiting for me. Even when I couldn't see it, I knew it was there." Sophie seemed to absorb this, her young mind turning over the words, trying to understand the depth of her mother's journey. "Do you think I'll have to fight as hard as you did?" Evelyn's smile turned bittersweet. "I hope not. But if you do, just remember that you're strong enough to get through it. You'll always have this," she gestured around the studio, "and you'll always have me." Sophie wrapped her arms around her mother in a tight hug, and Evelyn held her close, feeling the warmth of her daughter's love. In that moment, she knew that everything she had fought for, her voice, her freedom, her identity, was not only for herself but for her children, for the next generation of women who would one day face their own trials. As the night deepened and the stars began to twinkle outside the studio window, Evelyn found herself alone once more. The quiet was soothing now, a far cry from the silence that had once felt like a cage. It was the kind of quiet that allowed space for reflection, for gratitude. Her gaze drifted to her final painting of the night, the one that symbolized her entire journey, the one with the woman standing free, her face lifted to the sky, arms open wide to embrace the world. It was her story, but it was also the story of every woman who had ever walked through these doors, every woman who had dared to believe in her own strength. Evelyn smiled, a deep, contented smile that came from knowing that the hardest part of the journey was behind her. She had not only survived her trials, she had turned them into something beautiful, something lasting. And as she walked out of the studio that night, locking the door behind her, she carried with her the quiet certainty that no matter what lay ahead, she was ready. Because she had found herself in the struggle, and in doing so, she had become unstoppable. The next morning dawned with a golden light spilling through the windows, warming the space of the studio where Evelyn had poured her heart for years. As she stepped into the room, the smell of fresh canvas and drying paint greeted her, familiar and comforting. Today felt different, though. There was a kind of stillness, a quiet anticipation that hung in the air, like the feeling before something important was about to happen. Evelyn moved to her corner, where her brushes and palette awaited her. She picked up a familiar, well-worn brush and held it in her hand for a moment, feeling its weight. It wasn't heavy, not anymore. She had learned to carry it like an extension of herself, a tool to express all that lived inside her. There was a time when painting had been her only way out of the darkness, her way of screaming without sound. Now it was different. Now painting was a way to celebrate, to honor, to breathe. Before she could get too lost in thought, Sophie burst through the door, her usual whirlwind of energy. Today, though, there was something electric about her. "Mom, guess what?" Sophie said, practically bouncing on her feet, her excitement contagious. Evelyn turned, smiling at her daughter's infectious enthusiasm. "What's got you so excited this early in the morning?" Sophie rushed over, holding out a letter, her face beaming. "It's from the art school. The one I applied to," they replied, "and I haven't opened it yet. I wanted to do it with you." Evelyn's heart skipped a beat. She had watched Sophie pour herself into her art, watched her grow from a curious child experimenting with colors to a young woman who carried her own bold voice into every painting. This letter was the culmination of all her hard work and passion, and Evelyn knew how much it meant to her. Go ahead, Evelyn said softly, her voice full of encouragement. Open it. Sophie tore open the envelope, her hands trembling just slightly. She unfolded the letter and scanned the words, her eyes widening as they moved down the page. After a moment, she looked up, her face alight with joy. I got in, Mom. I got in. Sophie exclaimed, her voice filled with disbelief and happiness. Evelyn let out a breath she didn't realize she had been holding, and in an instant she pulled Sophie into a tight embrace. I'm so proud of you, she whispered, her voice thick with emotion. You worked so hard for this. Sophie pulled back slightly, her eyes shining. I couldn't have done it without you, Mom. You've always been my biggest inspiration. Evelyn felt a lump form in her throat at her daughter's words. She had always hoped that by finding her own path, by reclaiming her life through art, she would show Sophie that it was possible to be both strong and vulnerable, to live authentically. But hearing it from her daughter, seeing how far Sophie had come, made all the struggles feel worthwhile. They spent the morning together, laughing and talking about the future, the excitement of Sophie's new adventure hanging between them like a bright, hopeful star. Evelyn couldn't help but feel a bittersweet tug in her chest. Sophie was growing up, stepping into her own life, her own story. It was exactly what Evelyn had always wanted for her. But there was a tenderness in the realization that this chapter, the one where they had grown together in the studio, was shifting. Later, after Sophie had gone to share the news with friends, Evelyn found herself standing once again in front of the painting of the woman, the one she had completed on the night of the gallery opening. It seemed different now, as if the image had transformed in subtle ways. The woman still stood tall, arms open to the sky, but now there was something else in her expression. Something that mirrored the emotions swirling in Evelyn's own heart. It was peace. 4 years, Evelyn's art had been filled with the tension of her struggle. The battle to reclaim her voice, her identity, her place in the world. But now, as she stood before this final piece, she realized that she had arrived at a place she never thought possible. Peace with herself. The woman in the painting wasn't reaching for something outside of herself anymore. She wasn't fighting the world to be seen. She was simply existing fully and unapologetically herself, grounded and free. That evening, Robert joined her in the studio as he sometimes did when the house grew quiet. He was different now too. Their relationship had been tested, reshaped, and rebuilt over the years. They had learned how to love each other not as two people dependent on one another for fulfillment, but as two individuals who walked beside each other, supporting one another's growth. He stood next to her, gazing at the painting she had been reflecting on. It's different, he said quietly, echoing her thoughts. Evelyn nodded. It is. Robert turned to her, his expression thoughtful. I think you've found something more than just art in this studio, haven't you? Evelyn smiled softly, looking at him with a warmth that came from years of shared history. I've found myself, she said simply. I've found what it means to live without needing to fight for every inch of space. Robert reached for her hand and together they stood there, the weight of the years between them lighter now, filled with understanding and mutual respect. As the night deepened, Evelyn realized that while her personal trials may never fully end, she had learned how to navigate them. Life, with all its complexities, would continue to challenge her, but she had something now that she had once thought unreachable, a sense of wholeness. She was a woman who had fought for her voice, reclaimed her joy and found freedom not in escaping her roles, but in embracing herself within them. And as she stood there, surrounded by the life she had built, her art, her family, the community she had fostered, Evelyn knew that this was not the end of her journey. It was simply another beginning, one filled with possibility, love, and most importantly, peace. Tomorrow she would return to her canvas not because she needed to, but because she wanted to. And in each stroke of the brush, in each burst of color, she would continue telling her story. The story of a woman who had not only survived her trials but had learned to thrive. And this time she knew the world was listening. The next morning, Evelyn awoke to the quiet hum of a peaceful house. The usual chaos of mornings. Sophie running late, the clattering of dishes, the hurried footsteps of her husband heading to work, was absent. Instead, the house felt serene as if it too was preparing for the changes ahead. Sophie had left early to meet with her future classmates, already eager to dive into the next chapter of her life, and Robert had taken the day off to help her celebrate Sophie's achievement. Evelyn lingered for a moment, letting the stillness wash over her. This was a different kind of quiet than the ones that used to weigh her down. It wasn't loneliness or emptiness. It was the quiet of completion, of fulfillment. It was the soft hum of knowing that for once she wasn't waiting for something to happen. She was content with where she stood. The day unfolded slowly, with Evelyn savoring each moment, from sipping coffee by the window to walking through the studio, now alive with the soft morning light. As she prepared to paint, she felt the same anticipation she always did before starting a new piece. A thrill of possibility, of creation. But this time there was no urgency, no sense of needing to prove anything. She had painted through her struggles, painted her fears and doubts, and now she was painting something else. Freedom. As the brush glided over the canvas, Evelyn found herself lost in the moment, the colors blending effortlessly as she let her instincts guide her. The painting was not planned. It was a reflection of how she felt now. Open, unbound, and full of quiet strength. She painted a scene of nature, something she hadn't done in years. A wide open field stretched beneath a golden sky, the sun just beginning to rise. In the distance, a figure stood with arms wide open, silhouetted against the sky as if welcoming the dawn of a new day. It was her own quiet metaphor for where she stood in her life. As the day wore on, the soft creak of the studio door caught her attention. She looked up to see Robert standing there, a gentle smile on his face as he watched her work. "Am I interrupting?" he asked, his voice low and warm. Evelyn set her brush down and smiled. "Not at all." Robert walked over to where she stood, taking in the painting she had just begun. "It's beautiful," he said, his gaze lingering on the golden light of the sky she had captured. Evelyn nodded, feeling a deep sense of connection to the work. "It feels different, this one," she admitted. "Like I'm not painting through something anymore, but because I want to." Robert smiled, and for a moment they stood together in silence, just taking it in. Their relationship had shifted over the years as Evelyn had grown and reclaimed her voice. There had been moments of tension, moments of uncertainty, but they had learned to navigate those waters together. And now, standing beside her, Robert felt like a partner in the truest sense. Someone who supported her journey without trying to steer it. "You know," he said softly, "I've been thinking a lot about how much has changed. For both of us." Evelyn turned to him, her curiosity piqued. "What do you mean?" He shrugged slightly, his eyes thoughtful. "I think I spent so many years assuming that we had to fit into certain roles. That being a good husband, a good father meant holding on to those ideas. But watching you, seeing how you've grown, how you've fought for yourself, it made me realize that we can be more than that." Evelyn felt a warmth spread through her chest at his words. She had always known that Robert loved her, but hearing him acknowledge how far they had both come filled her with a deep sense of gratitude. "I'm not the same person I was when we first started this journey," she said, her voice soft. "Neither of us are. And I'm glad for that," Robert replied, his voice sincere. "I'm proud of who you've become, Evelyn. Proud of who we've become." Evelyn smiled, feeling the truth of his words sink in. They had weathered storms together. Some created by the world, others by the pressures they had placed on themselves. But they had emerged stronger, more open, and more connected. Their love wasn't a love that asked for sacrifice anymore. It was a love that allowed them both to flourish. Later that evening, they sat together at the kitchen table, the remnants of dinner between them, and talked about Sophie's future. The excitement of her acceptance into art school had filled the house with a new kind of energy. A hopeful, forward-looking one. Evelyn could feel the pull of change not just for Sophie but for herself and Robert too. "She's going to thrive there," Robert said, pride in his voice. "I can already see it." Evelyn nodded, a smile tugging at her lips. "She's got that fire in her. She's not afraid to take risks, to push herself. I'm excited to see what she does." As they talked about Sophie's next steps, Evelyn felt the familiar tug of anticipation for the future. But this time it wasn't weighed down by fear or uncertainty. It was light, full of hope and possibility. Evelyn knew that while her role as a mother was shifting, she was stepping into something just as meaningful, the next phase of her own journey. After dinner, as the night settled over the house, Evelyn found herself back in the studio, the quiet hum of the evening wrapping around her like a warm blanket. She looked at the painting she had started earlier, the figure in the distance standing tall beneath the golden sky, and she smiled. Her life had been a series of trials, each one shaping her in ways she hadn't expected. There had been moments when she had felt lost, silenced, trapped by the weight of expectations. But she had fought her way through those moments, finding her voice in the process, and learning how to claim her space in the world. And now, standing in the studio that had become her sanctuary, surrounded by the work she had created, Evelyn knew that she had not only survived those trials, she had thrived. There would always be more challenges ahead, more moments of doubt and fear. But Evelyn was no longer afraid of them. She had learned how to navigate the storms, how to create her own calm in the midst of chaos. And she had learned that no matter what, she was enough. As the last light of the day faded and the stars began to peek through the windows, Evelyn stood in the stillness of the studio, feeling the peace she had worked so hard to find. She was ready for whatever came next, knowing that she would face it with the strength she had always carried within her. Because she was no longer just a woman defined by her trials. She was a woman who had learned to rise above them, and in doing so had found the freedom she had always been searching for. The future stretched out before her like a blank canvas, full of possibility. And with a steady hand, Evelyn was ready to paint it. Her way. Her life. Her story. As the weeks passed, life in Evelyn's home settled into a new rhythm. Sophie prepared for her departure to art school, the house filled with both excitement and a tinge of melancholy at the thought of her leaving. Boxes piled up in the hallway, packed with sketchbooks, canvases, brushes, and clothes, each one representing the next chapter of her life. Evelyn watched her daughter with a mixture of pride and nostalgia, remembering her own youth when the world seemed wide open with possibilities. The morning of Sophie's departure arrived and the house buzzed with nervous energy. Robert helped load the car, making sure everything fit just right, while Sophie double-checked her bags, full of nervous chatter about the weeks ahead. Evelyn stayed back for a moment, standing in the doorway just watching. It felt surreal. This moment she had been preparing for, the inevitable separation every parent faces. But more than anything, Evelyn felt peace. Sophie was ready, she was confident, and Evelyn knew she had given her daughter everything she needed to take on the world. As they piled into the car, ready to drive Sophie to her new life, Evelyn glanced back at the house, a home that had held so many years of joy, struggle, growth, and transformation. She smiled softly to herself, knowing that while Sophie was beginning her journey, Evelyn's was continuing as well. The car ride was filled with a mixture of laughter and quiet reflection. Robert and Sophie exchanged playful banter, and Evelyn chimed in occasionally, but mostly she let herself drift in thought. Her mind wandered to the studio, the gallery, the women who had passed through those doors over the years. She had helped them, but in many ways they had saved her too. They had been a part of her transformation, showing her that she was not alone in her struggles and that the trials of womanhood were both individual and collective. As they pulled up to Sophie's new campus, the sprawling art school felt alive with creativity. Young artists bustled around, carrying portfolios and talking in animated groups. The energy was infectious, and Evelyn could see the spark in Sophie's eyes as she took it all in. They helped her unload her belongings into the small dorm room, setting up her space with an ease that spoke to how ready Sophie was for this moment. Standing in the doorway of Sophie's room, Evelyn felt a deep sense of pride, but also a shift, one that had been coming for a while. Her role as a mother was changing. Sophie didn't need her in the same way anymore. And as much as Evelyn's heart ached at the thought of leaving her daughter, there was also a quiet excitement about what this new phase of life would bring. Sophie turned to her, her eyes bright with anticipation. "Mom, you okay?" she asked, noticing the faraway look in Evelyn's eyes. Evelyn smiled, reaching out to brush a strand of hair from Sophie's face. "I'm more than okay," she said softly. "I'm proud of you. And I'm excited for what comes next, for both of us." Sophie's face softened and she stepped forward to hug her mother tightly. "Thank you. For everything." Evelyn held her close for a moment, savoring the embrace. "You don't have to thank me," she whispered. "Just keep being brave and don't be afraid to make mistakes. That's how you'll find your way." When it came time to say goodbye, Evelyn felt the lump in her throat return, but she didn't let it show. She hugged Sophie once more, her heart swelling with love and hope, and then stepped back, letting her daughter take her first real steps into independence. The drive home was quiet, filled with the unspoken emotions of parting with someone you've raised and nurtured for so long. Robert reached over and gave her hand a gentle squeeze, offering comfort without words. He knew the mix of emotions Evelyn was feeling. The pride, the sadness, the excitement for what lay ahead. When they returned home, the house felt different. Quieter, emptier, but not in a lonely way. It was simply the beginning of a new chapter, and Evelyn was ready for it. The next morning, she found herself back in the studio, the familiar light streaming through the windows. It was comforting to return to her space, her sanctuary after the whirlwind of emotions. She stood before a blank canvas, feeling the stirrings of inspiration deep within her. But this time, it wasn't driven by the need to process pain or struggle. This time it came from a place of joy, of freedom. Evelyn picked up her brush, the weight of it familiar and comforting in her hand. As she began to paint, her strokes were bold, confident, each one filled with the quiet certainty that she had earned over the years. The scene she created was one of renewal, a rising sun over an open field, the sky painted with soft hues of gold and pink, the figure in the distance standing with arms outstretched, welcoming the light. It was not just a reflection of where she was now, but a celebration of the journey she had taken to get here. The trials she had faced were not erased, but they no longer defined her. She had come through them stronger, more grounded, more herself than ever before. As the days turned into weeks, Evelyn continued to paint, her art evolving with each piece. Her work began to reflect not just the internal struggles of womanhood, but the beauty of growth, of healing, of finding oneself in the midst of it all. She poured her joy, her peace, and her sense of freedom into each canvas, and it showed. The studio became a gathering place once again, filled with women who came to share their own stories, to paint their own paths. Evelyn no longer felt the need to carry their burdens, but to simply offer a space where they could be themselves, where they could find their own voices as she had found hers. One evening, as the sun began to set and the last of the women had left the studio, Evelyn stood alone in the quiet, looking at the pieces that lined the walls. Each one told a story, a part of her life and the lives of the women who had passed through this space. It was a tapestry of resilience, of strength, of the quiet power that came from knowing yourself. And as she stood there, bathed in the soft glow of the fading light, Evelyn realized that she was no longer defined by the trials she had faced. She had transcended them. She had learned to embrace the journey, to honor both the pain and the joy, and to find peace in the process. Her story was not over. It never would be. But now, she was ready to write the next chapter, to continue painting her life with the colors of freedom, love, and quiet strength. And for the first time, she felt truly, undeniably free. As Evelyn settled into the rhythm of her life without Sophie in the house, she found herself exploring new facets of her creativity and personal growth. The days stretched out before her like a blank canvas, full of possibility, and the freedom she had found, both within herself and in her relationships, continued to shape her every decision. One morning, as she sipped her coffee at the kitchen table, Evelyn received an unexpected email. It was from a renowned gallery in the city that had heard about her work through one of the women who had been attending the studio. They were hosting an exhibition focused on women artists who had used their art as a form of personal transformation, and they wanted her to be part of it. Evelyn stared at the screen, her heart racing with disbelief. For years, her art had been a private journey, shared mostly with the women at the studio and the occasional local gallery. But this invitation felt different, larger, more public. It was an opportunity not only to showcase her work but to share the story behind it, the journey of resilience and reclamation that had brought her to this point. She hesitated at first. The old insecurities flickered briefly. Was she ready for this? Did her story deserve to be told on such a grand stage? But as she sat there, she realized something profound. She was ready. This moment was not about proving herself. It was about celebrating the woman she had become. The trials she had faced, the battles she had fought, were part of her, but they no longer held her back. Now they propelled her forward. With a deep breath, she typed her response. "I would be honored to participate," she wrote, and with a final click, the email was sent. As the message disappeared from the screen, Evelyn felt a surge of excitement. This was a new beginning, and she was stepping into it with open arms. The next few weeks were a whirlwind of preparation. Evelyn poured herself into her work, curating pieces that reflected the various stages of her journey. Each painting told a different story, of loss, of struggle, of quiet perseverance, and finally, of freedom. The studio became a hive of activity, with visitors and fellow artists stopping by to see her progress, offering encouragement and praise. But through it all, Evelyn remained grounded, focused not on the external validation but on the truth she was expressing through her art. One evening, as she worked late into the night, Evelyn received a video call from Sophie. Her daughter's face lit up the screen, her cheeks flushed with excitement. "Mom, guess what?" Sophie said, barely able to contain her enthusiasm. "What is it, sweetheart?" Evelyn asked, smiling at the sight of her daughter's joy. "I got chosen for the student showcase at school. My painting is going to be displayed in the gallery and they want me to talk about it at the opening." Evelyn's heart swelled with pride. Sophie had been working so hard, pouring her soul into her art, and now she was being recognized for it. "That's amazing, Sophie. I'm so proud of you." Sophie grinned, her eyes sparkling. "It's because of you, Mom. You've always shown me how important it is to tell our stories, to be brave. I wouldn't have even applied if it weren't for watching you." Evelyn felt a lump form in her throat, her emotions swelling. "You did this, Sophie. Your bravery, your talent. It's all you." They talked for a while longer, Sophie sharing the details of her project and the upcoming event. As they said their goodbyes, Evelyn realized that this was another turning point. Sophie was not just following in her footsteps. She was carving her own path, taking the lessons she had learned and using them to shape her future. The night of Evelyn's gallery exhibition arrived, and the city buzzed with anticipation. The gallery was packed with visitors, art lovers, critics, and fellow artists, all eager to see the works on display. Evelyn felt a mixture of nerves and excitement as she stepped into the space, her heart racing as she saw her paintings hanging on the pristine white walls. Each piece had been carefully chosen, a reflection of her evolution as both an artist and a woman. There was the painting of the woman standing alone in a storm, her arms wrapped tightly around herself, a representation of the years Evelyn had spent feeling lost and silenced. Beside it hung the self-portrait of the woman standing tall beneath a golden sky, arms wide open, embracing the light, a symbol of the freedom she had fought so hard to claim. As Evelyn moved through the gallery, she overheard snippets of conversation, people admiring her work, discussing the emotional depth and power of the pieces. But what struck her most were the personal connections people made with her art. Women, in particular, lingered in front of her paintings, their expressions full of recognition and empathy. Some wiped away quiet tears, while others simply stood in silence, taking it all in. One woman approached Evelyn, her eyes soft with understanding. "Your work, it speaks to me," she said quietly. "I've been where you've been. I felt those same things. Thank you for sharing this." Evelyn smiled, her heart full. "Thank you for seeing it," she replied, her voice gentle. As the evening unfolded, Evelyn gave a short speech, thanking the gallery for the opportunity and reflecting on the journey that had brought her there. She spoke of the importance of art as a means of survival, as a way to reclaim one's voice, and of the power of community, the women who had walked with her sharing their stories, their struggles, their triumphs. By the time the evening came to a close, Evelyn felt an overwhelming sense of fulfillment. She had faced her fears, embraced her journey, and shared it with the world. And in doing so, she had created something far greater than just art. She had created a space for others to see themselves, to find hope in her story, and perhaps even begin their own journeys of healing. When she returned home that night, the house was quiet, but it no longer felt empty. Instead, it felt full, full of possibility, of love, of the quiet peace that comes from knowing you are exactly where you are meant to be. As she walked into the studio, Evelyn paused in front of the last blank canvas on her easel. She stood there for a moment, letting the weight of the night settle in. And then, with steady hands and a heart full of gratitude, she picked up her brush and began to paint. This time, the strokes were lighter, freer, each one infused with the knowledge that she had not only survived her trials, she had thrived. And now, she was ready for whatever came next. Her story wasn't over. Never would be. But as she painted, Evelyn knew one thing for certain. She had found her place in the world. And it was beautiful. The following weeks unfolded like a slow, golden stretch of time, each day bringing Evelyn a deeper sense of contentment and purpose. Her exhibition had been a success beyond her wildest expectations, and the ripple effect of that night continued to reach her in unexpected ways. Emails from other galleries arrived, invitations to collaborate on projects, requests for interviews, all asking her to share more of her story, more of her art. But despite the excitement surrounding her growing recognition, Evelyn remained grounded. She knew that fame or success wasn't what she had been searching for. She had simply wanted to be free, to express herself fully and find peace in her own skin. And now that she had found that peace, she held on to it, choosing only the projects and opportunities that felt aligned with her heart. One afternoon, as she worked in the studio preparing for a small, intimate workshop with a group of women who had reached out to her after the exhibition, she heard a knock at the door. When she opened it, to her surprise, Clara stood there. Her mentor, the woman who had guided her so many years ago, who had helped her rediscover her voice when she thought it had been lost forever, smiled at her warmly. "Clara," Evelyn exclaimed, stepping forward to embrace her. "I didn't know you were back in town." Clara chuckled softly, her eyes twinkling with the same wisdom and kindness Evelyn had always admired. "I came back for a visit and thought I'd stop by to see how you're doing. Word of your exhibition reached me even from across the country. I had to come and see this studio of yours." Evelyn beamed, a quiet pride swelling in her chest as she led Clara inside. The studio was a reflection of everything she had built. An open, light-filled space where women could come to create, to heal, to share their stories without fear of judgment. Clara walked slowly through the room, taking in the details, her gaze lingering on the paintings hanging on the walls. "You've created something truly special here," she said softly, her voice full of admiration. "I knew you would, but seeing it for myself, it's even more than I imagined." Evelyn smiled, feeling the weight of Clara's approval settle over her like a warm embrace. "I couldn't have done it without you," she said, her voice thick with emotion. "You showed me the way when I didn't know how to find it." Clara shook her head gently, her eyes meeting Evelyn's. "I didn't show you anything, my dear. You always had it in you. I just helped you remember." They spent the afternoon together, talking and reminiscing, sharing stories of how far they had both come. Clara, who had moved away to start a similar project in another city, had found her own fulfillment in helping women reclaim their creative voices. She spoke of her journey with the same passion Evelyn now felt, a shared understanding that their work was not just about art, it was about transformation. As the sun began to set, casting a golden glow through the studio windows, Clara stood and looked around one last time. "You've done it, Evelyn. You've built a community, a legacy. And now it's growing beyond you." Evelyn nodded, the truth of Clara's words sinking in. The studio was no longer just hers. It had become something bigger. A place where women could come and leave their burdens at the door, where they could find themselves in the process of creating, just as she had. She had created something lasting, something that would continue long after her own story had been told. Clara left that evening with a promise to return, and as Evelyn stood in the quiet of the studio, she felt a new kind of peace settle over her. It wasn't the peace of completion, but the peace of knowing that she was exactly where she needed to be. The workshop she had planned for the next day was unlike any she had done before. It was small, intimate, with only 5 women attending, but each one carried a story that had drawn them to Evelyn's studio. As they gathered around the table, nervously holding brushes and staring at blank canvases, Evelyn sensed the same vulnerability she had felt when she first picked up her own brush all those years ago. "Before we begin," Evelyn said, her voice soft but full of encouragement, "I want you to know that there's no right or wrong way to do this. The goal here isn't to create something perfect. It's to express whatever is inside of you without fear. This is your space, and whatever comes out is exactly what it's supposed to be." The women exchanged hesitant glances, but slowly they began to dip their brushes into the paint, their first strokes tentative and careful. Evelyn moved around the room, offering quiet words of encouragement, but mostly she let them find their own way, just as Clara had once done for her. As the hours passed, the tension in the room eased, and the women began to lose themselves in the process. Colors splashed across canvases, some bold and fiery, others soft and reflective. There was no talking, just the quiet sound of brushes on canvas, the kind of silence that was filled with purpose and release. When the workshop ended, the women stood back from their work, looking at what they had created with a mixture of pride and surprise. They had done it. They had taken the first step, and in doing so they had begun their own journeys of healing and self-expression. One of the women, a middle-aged mother of 3, approached Evelyn as the others began to gather their things. Her eyes were filled with tears, but there was a smile on her face. "I haven't picked up a paintbrush in 20 years," she said quietly. "I didn't think I had anything left in me to express. But today I remembered." Evelyn felt a lump in her throat, the familiar ache of empathy and understanding. "It's always there," she said softly. "Sometimes we just need to give ourselves permission to let it out." The woman nodded, wiping away her tears. "Thank you. for giving me that permission. As the women left, Evelyn stood alone in the studio once again, her heart full. This was what she had always dreamed of. Not fame, not recognition, but connection. The knowledge that her story had opened a door for others to find their own voices, to tell their own stories, was more fulfilling than anything else. That night, as she prepared for bed, Evelyn received a text from Sophie. She opened it and a photo filled her screen. A picture of Sophie standing next to her painting at the student showcase, a proud smile on her face. The caption read, "Look what you helped me create." Evelyn smiled, her heart swelling with love and pride. Sophie was finding her way just as Evelyn had, and it felt like the most beautiful continuation of everything she had worked for. The next morning, as Evelyn walked into the studio, she felt lighter than she had in years. She picked up her brush, stood in front of a fresh canvas, and began to paint. This time there was no heaviness, no struggle, just the joy of creating. The trials of her past were still a part of her, but they no longer defined her. Instead, they had become the foundation upon which she had built her life. A life of freedom, creativity, and connection. And as she painted, Evelyn knew that her story, though constantly evolving, had reached a place of quiet triumph. She had found her voice, and in doing so, she had helped others find theirs. This, she realized, was the legacy she had always wanted to leave behind. As Evelyn continued to paint that morning, the strokes of her brush felt fluid, almost effortless, as if her hand and heart were perfectly in sync. The studio was quiet except for the soft hum of life outside the windows. Her newest painting reflected her inner state, a landscape filled with open skies, rolling hills, and a horizon that seemed infinite. It wasn't about escape or longing anymore. It was about possibility, about the expansive journey ahead. After finishing the first layers of the painting, she set down her brush and stepped back, wiping her hands on a cloth as she gazed at the evolving scene. The simplicity of the image spoke to her. A new beginning, but one grounded in the richness of all that had come before. This was her life now, open, free, and full of possibility, but deeply rooted in the experiences that had shaped her. As she stood there, she heard the familiar sound of the studio door opening. Glancing over her shoulder, she saw Robert standing in the doorway, holding two cups of coffee. His face, warm with affection, broke into a smile when he saw her. "Thought you might need a little break," he said, walking over and handing her a cup. Evelyn took the cup gratefully, wrapping her hands around it and letting the warmth seep into her skin. "Thank you," she said, smiling at him. "You always know exactly what I need." Robert looked around the studio, taking in the new painting on the easel and the various pieces scattered around the room from the recent workshop. "This place feels so alive," he said softly. "It's like the studio has its own heartbeat." Evelyn nodded, feeling the truth of his words. "It does. Every woman who's come through here has left something behind. Her story, her energy. It's become more than just my space now." Robert studied her for a moment, his eyes filled with admiration. "You've built something incredible here, Evelyn. Not just for you, but for so many others. It's amazing to see." Evelyn's heart swelled with gratitude. Robert had been a constant in her life through all the changes, and while their relationship had evolved, sometimes through difficult moments, they had found a way to grow together. They had learned to support one another's journeys without losing themselves in the process. And in that space, their love had deepened. They stood together in comfortable silence for a while, sipping their coffee and watching the sunlight filter through the large windows. Eventually, Robert set his cup down on a nearby table and turned to her with a thoughtful expression. "I've been thinking," he began, his voice slow and deliberate, "about the future." "About us?" Evelyn raised an eyebrow, intrigued. "What about it?" Robert chuckled softly, glancing down before meeting her eyes again. "We've spent so many years focused on the kids, the housework. But now, with Sophie at art school and the boys becoming more independent, I think it's time we think about what we want. What do you see for us in the years ahead?" The question caught Evelyn off guard, but in the best way. She hadn't allowed herself much time to think beyond the immediate present, beyond the day-to-day responsibilities that had filled their lives for so long. But now, standing here in the studio with Robert, the horizon stretched out before them just like the one in her painting. Wide, full of potential. "I want to keep growing," she said thoughtfully, her voice soft but sure. "Not just with my art, but with you. I want us to find new things together, to explore what we haven't had the chance to because we were so focused on everything else." Robert nodded, his expression warm and understanding. "I feel the same. Maybe we start taking more time for just us. Travel, see new places. Let ourselves experience life in a different way. Evelyn smiled at the idea. Traveling had always been something they had talked about but never fully embraced. The thought of exploring new places, of experiencing life beyond the routine, excited her. "I think that sounds perfect," she said. "Where would you want to go first?" Robert grinned, a playful glint in his eye. "How about somewhere with a lot of art? You know, just to keep you inspired." Evelyn laughed, the sound light and free. "You'd never hear me complain about that." They continued to talk about their dreams, their shared future, and the adventures that lay ahead. It felt like a new chapter was unfolding for them both, one where they could continue to nurture their individual passions while also deepening their bond. That evening, after Robert had left the studio and Evelyn was cleaning up from her day, she received a call from Sophie. Her daughter's voice was full of excitement as she talked about her latest project at school, how she was pushing herself to try new techniques, to experiment with ideas that made her uncomfortable but in the best possible way. As they talked, Evelyn realized how much Sophie had grown, not just as an artist but as a young woman who was discovering her own strength, her own path. And in hearing Sophie's enthusiasm, Evelyn felt an even deeper connection to her daughter. They were both on parallel journeys, learning what it meant to embrace who they truly were. "I miss you," Sophie said, her voice softening. "But I'm so happy here, Mom. Thank you for everything." "I miss you too, sweetheart," Evelyn replied, her heart full. "And I'm so proud of you. Keep pushing yourself. Keep finding your voice." After they hung up, Evelyn sat quietly for a while, reflecting on the fullness of her life. She thought about Clara's visit, about Robert's suggestion of traveling, about the women who had attended the workshop, and about Sophie stepping into her own. It all felt like a beautiful, interconnected web of love, growth, and possibility. As the night deepened, Evelyn found herself back at the canvas, adding the finishing touches to her painting. The open sky she had started in the morning now shimmered with soft light, the horizon stretching endlessly forward. The figure she had painted in the distance stood with arms wide open, as if welcoming the future with grace and courage. Evelyn smiled as she stepped back to look at her work. It wasn't just a painting. It was a reflection of her life. A life full of trials, yes, but also full of triumphs, joy, and an unshakable sense of purpose. She had learned to open herself to the world, to embrace the unknown, and to find beauty in every step of the journey. And now, with her family, her art, and her community surrounding her, Evelyn knew that the best was yet to come. The horizon was wide open, and she was ready to walk toward it, hand in hand with those she loved, guided by the strength she had always carried within her. This was her life. This was her legacy. And it was beautiful. As the months passed, Evelyn found herself deeply immersed in the life she had built. A life filled with creativity, love, and an ever-growing sense of fulfillment. The studio continued to thrive, becoming a place where women from all walks of life gathered to find solace, to express themselves, and to share their journeys. Every week brought new faces, new stories, and a deepening sense of community that made the space feel alive in ways Evelyn had never imagined. One afternoon, while preparing for a special event in the studio, Evelyn received a call that would mark a new chapter in her journey. It was from a prestigious art foundation that had taken notice of her work, not just as an artist but as a leader in fostering creativity and healing among women. They wanted to honor her with an award for her contributions to the art world and her role in empowering others through her studio. The news felt surreal. Evelyn had never sought recognition beyond her small circle, and yet here it was, a testament to everything she had built over the years. She felt a mix of humility and gratitude, knowing that this honor was not just hers but belonged to every woman who had shared her story within those walls. The foundation invited her to a grand gala in the city, where she would be celebrated alongside other artists who had made significant impacts in their communities. On the night of the gala, Evelyn stood in front of the mirror, smoothing down the elegant dress she had chosen for the evening. Her reflection stared back at her, but the woman she saw was different from the one she had known all those years ago. This woman was confident, sure of her place in the world. The trials she had faced were not erased, but they were now part of the rich tapestry that made her who she was, resilient, wise, and filled with a quiet strength. Robert came up behind her, resting his hands on her shoulders and meeting her eyes in the mirror. "You look stunning," he said softly, pride evident in his voice. Evelyn smiled, turning to face him. "I still can't believe this is happening. Robert chuckled. Believe it. You've worked so hard for this, Evelyn. You've earned every bit of it. Together they arrived at the gala, where the grandeur of the event took Evelyn's breath away. The room was filled with artists, curators, and patrons of the arts, all gathered to celebrate the power of creativity and its ability to transform lives. As the evening unfolded, Evelyn found herself mingling with others who shared their own stories of triumph, of using art to heal and inspire. When it was time for her to receive her award, Evelyn walked onto the stage, her heart full as she looked out at the crowd. She could see Robert smiling proudly, and in that moment she thought of Sophie and her sons, of Clara, of all the women who had passed through her studio. This wasn't just her story, it was theirs too. With the award in her hands, Evelyn spoke from her heart. She talked about the power of art not just to create beauty, but to hold space for pain, for joy, for transformation. She spoke of the importance of giving women a voice, of creating spaces where they could be seen and heard, where their stories mattered. As she finished, the room erupted into applause, but what touched her most was the understanding she saw in the eyes of the women in the audience. They knew what it meant to reclaim one's voice, to rise from the ashes of silence and oppression. And they knew that this was not just a personal victory for Evelyn, it was a collective one. After the ceremony, as the evening wound down, Evelyn and Robert returned home, the city lights twinkling behind them as they drove through the quiet streets. The weight of the award in her hands felt symbolic of everything she had fought for, not as an accolade but as a reminder of her journey. Once home, Evelyn stepped into the studio, unable to resist the pull of the familiar space. The award, beautiful as it was, found its place on a shelf, but it wasn't what mattered most. What mattered was the art, the process, the ongoing journey of self-discovery and creation. She stood in front of her latest painting, a landscape she had been working on for weeks. It was nearly complete, an image of a woman standing at the edge of a cliff, arms wide open, looking out over an endless horizon. The colors were warm, rich with the golden hues of the setting sun, and the sky was vast and open, full of promise. Evelyn picked up her brush and added the final strokes, completing the painting. As she stepped back, she smiled. The image before her was not just a reflection of her journey, it was a reflection of every woman who had ever walked through the doors of her studio, every woman who had found her voice, her strength, her freedom. The next morning, as the sunlight poured into the studio, Evelyn sat quietly with her coffee, watching the light dance across the paintings. She felt a deep sense of peace, a peace she had earned, a peace that had been shaped by years of struggle, growth, and love. Her phone buzzed on the table and she picked it up to see a text from Sophie. It was a picture of Sophie standing in front of a new painting, her own creation, with the caption, "Following in your footsteps, Mom." Evelyn smiled, her heart full. Sophie was finding her own path just as she had hoped. As the day stretched ahead of her, Evelyn knew that this was not the end of her story. There would always be new challenges, new beginnings, new moments of discovery. But for the first time in her life, she felt that she had truly arrived at a place where she was at peace with herself and the world around her. The trials she had faced, the struggles she had overcome, they had not defined her. They had shaped her into the woman she was now, strong, creative, and full of love. And as she looked out over the horizon, she knew that whatever came next, she was ready. Because she had found her voice, her freedom, and her purpose. And that was all she had ever truly wanted. The end.